Hi, I'm Randy Gladden, and welcome to the Lord and Gladden podcast. Now, in this series, we're going to be looking at my upcoming book, Leaving Egypt. So over the next few podcasts, what we're going to be doing is going through different sections, and we're going to be taking a look at what God is saying to his people. Now, Egypt was not just a historical fact, but Egypt has real relevance to what God is saying to his people today, and we're going to see that as we go through this. So look for the upcoming book later this summer. But as we look at Egypt, you know, we tend to do one of two things. We either look at Joseph, and we love the story of Joseph. We love this story of the guy who persevered through turmoil and trial and then was suddenly elevated and God did something amazing with him. Or we go to the other extreme and we see Egypt as this place of, you know, bondage and torture and work, and it was horrible. The reality is this, and what we'll be seeing in this book, God went to great lengths to move his people to Egypt. God went to great lengths to put people in this place, and he had a purpose there, and we'll be looking at that a little bit later. Egypt was fantastic until it wasn't. When the time came when it had outlived its purpose, then God made it uncomfortable. And we're going to see that later on, that when God starts making things uncomfortable, it's not time for us to grumble, which we do, but it's time for us to embrace that God is getting ready to do something amazing. So in this book, this is the introduction, what we're going to do is we're going to look at what God is doing and did, how it's relevant to us today, and what God is saying to his people today is he's getting ready to do something bigger, something more amazing. God wants to take you to your own personal promised land. God wants to take you to that place. It's not a physical place necessarily, but a place of deeper fulfillment, greater intimacy with him, that place where your hopes and dreams are fulfilled, and for lack of a better way to say it, where you're reaching your destiny. But we have to be willing to say yes to God. We have to be willing to say, I'm willing to go. And God is willing, if necessary, to make us uncomfortable to get us ready to go to that place he's taken us to. And so my encouragement to us as we start going through the chapters of this book and the section of this book, listen for what God is saying to you, that God is getting ready to do something amazing in your life. And it might be a little bit scary, because we like, as much as we say we embrace change, we all tend to hang on to what we know. And God is saying, trust me, let go of the past, maybe even that comfortable place, hang on to me and let me take you somewhere absolutely amazing. So watch for our upcoming series. And in the meantime, just recognize God is getting ready to do something amazing in your life like you've never experienced before. Let's let him take us on the journey. See you next week.